My friend Andy beat Half-Life 2 today.
Really?
So that was nice. And he's listening, so good job, Andy.
Indeed.
Beating Half-Life 2 for the first time will always get you a mention on this show. Damn it. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 22nd, 2011. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, AJ.
Hello.
/ Edge Guy, whatever. How's it going?
Oh, good.
Good. So, this week we're going to do the news. I got a quiz, as I promised.
Oh, man.
I have a quiz for you. So, there is a Great American Edge Guy gaming quiz.
Yay.
Then we're going to do What Are the Odds? It's always a fun game for us, isn't it?
Yes.
Plenty of Project Cafe things there. Then we'll get to the Our Week in Gaming, we'll talk about LA Noir, then we'll talk about the new releases, and that'll be the show. So, let's get going. What's the news?
Well, after 24 days, the PlayStation Network is back for online play. Not the store yet.
You know, that's something.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, basically, the store, they said, is going to come back supposedly May 24th, according to some memos sent to game developers. They're going to do, like, multiple updates, like, within the weeks of, like, the time lost. They've also announced the Welcome Back program games. PS3 users can choose two of the list here, either Little Big Planet, Infamous, Wipeout HD / Fury, Ratchet and Clank Quest for Booty, that's in Europe only, and then Dead Nation or Super Stardust HD, but that's North America and Germany only. PSP could choose Little Big Planet, Mod Nation Racers, Pursuit Force, and Killzone Liberation. I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out. I don't know if, like, if you have both, you get two from each, or just two altogether.
I assume two from each if you have both.
Right.
I assume that. But that, you know, that's actually a pretty good list of games,
mm-hmm.
I would say. Not bad at all.
So, yeah.
You know, for people who wouldn't really use PSN anyways, we're basically getting free games.
Yes. What I thought was interesting, too, I didn't even think of it. Like, Mortal Kombat, for example, had, like, the combat pass or whatever, so you can actually play online, but you can't redeem it since the store's down.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, like, open up multiplayer for everybody until the store's up.
That's nice.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I haven't really thought to play that game online yet.
Well, you couldn't for a while, so.
Yeah.
Next.
Let's see. Mass Effect 3, we have some announcements from it. The guy who's, like, in charge of the franchise is saying some things on Twitter. First of all, there are no new, like, characters, really, in Mass Effect 3. It's all people coming back from 2 and 1.
Entirely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then you'll be able to do more romance plots, including actual gay relationships, which some people are demanding.
I always get annoyed that this stuff ends up being such big news for these games.
My big takeaway from it is now, actions taken during the game actually contribute to relationships. It's not just...
Yeah, sure, we'll see.
Just the conversations, like, after every mission.
Yeah.
Which has always been a complaint of mine.
They do not do these relationship things well, so it always bugs me that they get so much recognition or talk about it.
No, again, because they're, like, the only ones really doing it.
I guess so. So by proxy,
yeah,
they're, like, the best at it.
That's right.
I guess so. Great.
Let's see, it was announced that when Cave Story 3D comes out for the 3DS, there's going to be a mode where you can still play the game with the 3D environments, but 2D sprites.
That's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that looks like. Kind of interested in that.
I saw a screenshot. It looks neat.
Cool.
Yep, maybe. Yep. Do you see Gotham City Imposters?
What is this exactly?
It's a first-person shooter, multiplayer-based, in the universe of Batman, but no one actually plays as Batman. It's like heroes inspired by Batman and villains inspired by the Joker. I mean inspired, like, these were citizens of Gotham inspired by Batman to take up arms.
Right. I mean, like, how's it a first-person shooter, though?
Because you play it from a first-person perspective.
Okay. Like, what do you do as a Batman imposter?
I don't know. You've got, like, guns and zip lines and things.
All right.
It's made by Monolith, you know, the guys who made Condemned.
Oh, okay. Is it going to be, like, a retail game?
Actually, I'm not sure.
I guess.
Okay. Finally, they've announced that Minerva's Den, the DLC for Bioshock 2, is coming to PC this month. Which is good, because apparently it's better than Bioshock 2, and I kind of want to play it.
Yeah, I've always heard good things about that. Next.
Okay. I'm blown right
there. What do you want me to say about Minerva's Den at this point?
Nothing. I don't know. Let's see. The next Xbox 360 update is rolling out. It adds PayPal as a payment method, the new disc reading format thing, and actually a new feature called auto standby. So now it's like, you know, you always set the console to just turn off if it's been left on. And now it can go into like a low power standby, kind of like what it does when it's downloading stuff.
That was the new big internet scare story, was that L.A. Noire is going to melt your Xbox.
And your PlayStation 3, and I don't know, none of it's really been founded. It kind of happens, like if anyone, like, whenever, like, consoles die after a new game comes out, it's like, well, this game broke my console. Like, it could have just broken.
Yeah, I don't know, like I said, so many of these big stories always happen, and they always just annoy me.
Honestly, I wasn't even going to bring it up, I didn't feel...
I know.
Yeah. The other thing, too, apparently with this new disc reading thing, there's a very small percentage of older Xboxes that can't read these discs. And Microsoft's just giving those people brand new Xbox 360s, like the new model.
How many people actually have a 360 from that old that hasn't red ringed on them? That's impressive.
A lot of people, I guess. That's cool, though. They're just giving them the new one, like free upgrade.
No, it's nice. It would suck if it was like PS3 and like you want that old PS3 because it has backwards compatibility and whatnot. Yeah. But no problems there. That's nice.
Let's see. They've announced that Uncharted for the NGP is going to fill in the story between the first two Uncharted games.
Good. This pleases me.
Okay. They announced on Twitter, of all places, that Dragon Age 3 is being worked on. They're looking for...
They didn't really announce it.
Well, that's the first indication of anything official from BioWare. But they said they're hiring environment artists, which has everybody hopeful.
That's funny. for all three of the environments.
Yes, it is. So yeah, even though the 3DS eShop was delayed a month, Mega Man Legends 3 prototype version will not make it for the launch after all.
Well, that's a shame. It seemed early for me anyways, since for a game that hadn't even really, like, been in production very long.
Didn't we just vote on what Mega Man looks like a month ago?
Yeah, honestly, so, there you go.
Hellgate London's coming back as a free-to-play MMO.
Why?
I don't know, I got hoodwinked by that game. I played, like, the demo, and it seemed really sweet. Then you realize it's just the demo repeated forever.
Yeah, you were into the demo, which is funny. Yeah, man, not only is that a bad game, now it's an old bad game.
I know.
So, you know, have fun with that if you want, I guess.
It's free.
So what? Doesn't mean I have to waste my time on it.
Let's see. Apparently Gamefly is in talks to acquire Direct2Drive from IGN.
That's fine. Do you use Direct2Drive anymore?
No, if I'm going to get anything digital, I'm going to get Steam, yeah.
Right, but I mean, okay, good for them.
And the last story, since we ripped right through those.
Yeah, we really did, I know.
PSP games are coming to the PS3 with HD visuals and extra content. In this new thing. Like, the first game they announced for is Monster Hunter 3rd Portable. Even your save files are cross-compatible, which I thought was kind of neat.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't hear that. Yeah. That's cool. I assume that this goes hand in hand with that rumor that the two God of War games for the PSP are coming to the PS3 soon.
That'd be my guess.
We'll expect that soon. I don't know. What else would you do? Maybe Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep,
Metal Gear.
Crisis Core, those Metal Gears. I don't know. I guess so. May as well. All right. That's news then.
That's it.
All righty. Not a whole lot going on for E3.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your quiz. So I hope you're happy.
Thank you.
You got one. All right. I hope you feel it. Which Rockstar studio is working on Max Payne 3? They're all named after cities.
Is it Rockstar Vancouver?
It is Vancouver.
That was a complete guess.
Well, you know, not bad. All right. What game did Rockstar Vancouver last develop?
Something probably dumb, like,
Why is that your assumption?
What was that Los Angeles-based racing game they did?
I don't know. What is that?
L.A., was it like Midtown Madness or something?
Is that them? I don't know.
I have no
idea. Is that the answer?
Sure.
Sure doesn't sound like I think it's the answer, but if you want to go with it, no, it's Bully.
Oh, okay.
All right, who developed L.A. Noire?
Team Bondi out of Sydney, Australia.
All right, well, my next question was where are they based out of, so...
It comes nice. Up on the loading screen every time you turn the game off.
Well, I don't know if you're paying attention.
Oh, but I am.
Well, there you go. All right, well, you have three then. So you're on pace here. Okay, number five. What was the original code name for the GameCube?
Oh, Project Dolphin.
Oh, man, you could win the quiz if you get the bonus question.
Oh, my
question.
God, I'm nervous now.
I thought I was making a hard one, too. All right, name four of the GameCube launch titles.
Shit, Luigi's Mansion.
That's one.
Oh, God. Super Monkey Ball.
It's two.
Four out of how many are there?
There's like 12.
Really? Jeez, I feel like I should be doing better. I was trying to think what the hell we played on the GameCube when it first came out.
There's at least one you should be getting here.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Mainly because we bought it as a launch title.
I know. Just trying to remember.
Oh, come on. You're going to win the quiz. You should have been able to do this.
I don't think that was a launch title.
You're
Hang
blowing
on.
It.
Oh, come on. This is going to drive me nuts. I'm going to sit here until I think of this.
No, you're not. It's boring.
I know. That's why I feel bad.
This is terrible radio. You lose. You're done.
Fine, what?
Well, okay, I guess I'll go through this list. All-Star Baseball 2002, Batman Vengeance, Crazy Taxi, Dave Mirra Freestyle BMX 2. By the way, it's hilarious how many of these extreme sports games are on here. Takes you way back. Disney's Tarzan's Untamed, Luigi's Mansion, Madden NFL 2002, NHL Hits 2002, Star Wars Rogue Squadron 2, Rogue Leader. You should have got that one.
Aw, man.
Super Monkey Ball, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, and this is the other one you probably should have gotten, Wave Race Blue Storm.
I knew it was a Wave Race. I could not remember the subtitle, and I knew you wouldn't give it to me if I didn't get the subtitle.
I may have.
No, you said Wave. Oh, come on.
I was freaking going to give it to you. I'm even lying. It doesn't matter. Like, you couldn't get four anyways. All right, let's do What Are the Odds.
Okay.
So you can go first. I'll give you a question. You tell me what the odds are. It'll happen like this. So odds that a new Super Smash Bros. Is revealed at E3.
Oh, like 70%?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they announced Smash Brothers Brawl without even telling the guy who makes the game that they were going to make one.
Well, this would be different, because when they announced... See, it's kind of a different situation, because with the Revolution, there was an E3 they just said, we're making a system, it's called Revolution. We didn't hear anything until it was, like, unveiled a year later. This time, like, the unveiling and kind of the announcement is happening practically at the same time. Like, we know that this system exists. Like, we're going to see the system and play games here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When Smash Bros. Was announced, or Brawl was announced, it was kind of a throwaway. Like, at this point, I mean, like, we're going to see the game, and it'll be on the show floor.
I don't know if it'll be on the show floor, but I think there might be an announcement, at least.
Really? You don't think it would be, like, a launch title?
No.
What? Okay, then what is going to be a launch title? If not that. Because that's my point. Why not? Why can't it be a launch title? Like, if there's a launch... We don't know any game for Project Cafe. Apparently, they must be secrets.
Right.
Because, okay, we'll get back... Actually, that's kind of later. I'd say there's, 75% chance. I think it's got to happen. They always have a Smash Brothers really early in their systems' lifespans. Those are always huge sellers for them. And it's been a while since Brawl by now. Okay. Odds that L.A. Noire will get Game of the Year recognition... I'll only go 10% for this. I think there's enough flaws that are going to kind of keep it out of there. A lot of people will bring it up for kind of the technological advances, all the motion capturing stuff, but kind of like with, like, Dragon Age 2, where you can, like, see some flaws that really bug you. Maybe not as bad, but, like, when I think Dragon Age 2, I think of reused environments. And when I think of L.A. Noire right now, like, I do think of, like, the same mechanics kind of done a lot, chasing people down, like, you know, someone's murdered, go to the bar, do this, you know. A little repetitious. And it's a great game. I don't think it's going to get much Game of the Year nods.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. We'll go into more of this, I guess, when we talk about the game itself. But yeah, like, it's really, really good. Don't get me wrong. But it's, straight up, I'll say, it's not as good of a video game, I think, as Portal 2.
Mm-hmm.
Already. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's enough. It's nitpicky stuff, but when you're talking about game of the year, I think it's enough to take it out of top contention.
Okay, odds that Skyward Sword will be released on Project Cafe.
I was going to kind of mention that. You're talking about launch titles. I said, could they delay Skyward Sword and launch it at the same time again?
Why not? It's the same exact situation as Twilight Princess, really.
Pretty much, yeah. Again, it'll depend on how prominent motion controls are in
Cafe.
That's
true, because that is a big deal with Skyward Sword, is all mm-hmm. those motion controls, Wii Motion Plus and all that.
See, I feel like Skyward Sword, like, if that game would have came out like when Motion Plus did, that would have caught on a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not the question at hand.
Odds?
Well, I'll go lower. I'll go 30%, just because I don't think the timing's quite right, and the motion control part of it might screw it up.
I'll go 50%. I think that Project Cafe, along with its weird pad thing, is going to have a motion controller in there. Like, it'll just come with both, if they were smart. And, like, I guess, you know, they're going to need launch titles for this thing. I don't know what else is going to be available. Yeah, I'll go to this right now. Odds that Project Cafe will have a Mario game at launch.
Actually, I think that might be pretty good.
But the team who made Galaxy is making a Mario game for the 3DS. So who would make it?
Actually, I didn't consider that.
Right. So now I don't think they're going to have a Mario game. So I think that is going to be low again, 20%. And they should, is kind of the problem, you know? They kind of keep it. I don't know what. The last two systems they have launched without a Mario game, which does not seem smart to me.
Yeah, it worked great for 64.
Honestly, it kind of carried your system before. So, but, you know, if you're not going to have Mario, you're not going to have Zelda, what are you going to do? You've got to at least have Smash Brothers then. That's why I think Smash Brothers is as much
a possibility. New Metroid confirmed.
Metroid does not have a whole lot of wind in its sails right now. People did not like Metroid M or Other M as much as I did.
That's true.
So, and I don't think you're going to have a Mario game. I don't, like, unless you have some other team out there doing
new
something
New Pikmin
for
confirmed.
Okay, but that can't be your...
I'm just trying to think of, like, a Nintendo franchise we haven't seen for a little while.
You can't, if you're going to launch... There's really only three franchises to me that can be the big launch game on a Nintendo system. It's going to be Mario, Zelda, or Smash Brothers. You have to have one of those. If it's not Mario, if they're not going to just throw Skyward Sword on there, then it's got to be Smash Brothers.
Okay.
Agreed?
I agree, yeah.
So what are your odds for Mario game then?
No, so I'll go a little higher, go 40%.
Who's going to make it? But see...
Someone.
If the Galaxy team doesn't make it, then it's kind of disappointing.
I guess.
And also, this 3DS one is going to be a big deal. Supposedly, if the Galaxy team is making it and it's a 3D platformer, it's kind of interesting in and of itself that we're going to have like a brand new Mario 3D platformer on a handheld.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the last of the odds maker. Odds that Microsoft will have a memorable E3. Because unlike, you know, Nintendo's going to have a new system to show off, Sony's going to be doing NGP stuff, so they'll have a new system. What's Microsoft going to do?
Well, like I said last week, this week there were a lot of rumblings that the Kinect games are going to be coming.
See, does that excite you?
Yeah.
What? How?
Because I played Child of Eden at PAX, and that got me excited for actually playing real games on that thing.
But you can't do much more than that. Child of Eden is still a game where you're basically pointing at things.
It was really good.
That's basically all I think it can do. I've seen enough of the Kinect now to kind of be convinced that it's not going to play substantial games on it. So, and when people keep saying, oh, they're going to have Kinect stuff, I'm like, they've ignored the Kinect brand already for like months. Now they're just going to bring that out again and pretend like there's something exciting going on there. People are going to look at that now because the Kinect's not even a new thing right now. Now it's just an old thing. So that's going to be their big thing. They're going to have new Kinect games going up against a new Nintendo system. And, you know, whatever Sony's going to have, mm-hmm. NGP, whatever, that's
something new.
Well,
here's the thing,
too.
I mean, because Microsoft doesn't have any new hardware coming, and this is traditionally what they do, they tend to talk a lot about games that you're going to be playing within the year. Like, NGP stuff, that's fine and good, but that's not, like, we're going to see stuff that we're not going to be playing for a long time. Same thing with the Cafe.
But what are the Microsoft exclusives this year? Because they're not going to have... Maybe they'll announce the Halo remake, and that'll be a big thing for them. But a lot of the stuff's multi-platformer or exclusive to PS3, like Uncharted or anything like that. Like Sky, if you know, maybe they can have a real big Skyrim presentation at their show. That'll be nice, I suppose. I just don't know. I just can't see Microsoft having a great E3.
I don't know what they can do. I figure that they're going to have some kind of big surprise. They have to.
How much of a surprise can you get anymore? You can't stun us anymore by saying, oh,
Sony,
this game...
Sony had Gabe Newell come out and announce Steam on PS3. That was a pretty big surprise.
I'm saying we're getting to a point where we don't have very many of those left in us. We have so few publishers, or I mean developers, that are just on one system or the other. You know, it's not like back when the day... Like, remember the giant news it was when Crystal Chronicles was announced for the GameCube because Sony had not made a...
A
Nintendo thing. Like, that was huge news. Now that's like, they'll make a Final Fantasy game or wherever they can. Everyone's like that.
Well, like, you remember, L.A. Noire was originally announced as a PS3 exclusive.
Right.
So was Assassin's Creed, actually.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, I just don't know what Microsoft can do. I gotta go 10% on this. I don't think they're gonna have a great E3.
I'll go 50%. It's not certain, but I feel like they'll do something.
Okay, what are gonna be these big Kinect games? Like that Gears of War thing we used to hear about? Project Milo? Milo? Is that coming back, huh? You know, Project Milo? Alright, why don't we talk about the community question, by the way, from last week, which we can do. Did you forget about that?
I forgot to pull it up, that's all.
Well, I got it all good to go.
Go ahead. All right.
Here's what the question was last week. If you could only buy one out of Modern Warfare 3, Uncharted 3, or Skyrim, which would you pick? They're all coming out around the same time. So Pete Davidson says Uncharted 3, OBS, which I think is shorthand for obviously. I'm not as hip as Pete Davidson. No interest in yet more Call of Duty, as much as I like Bethesda RPGs. Their stories are typically weak, and exploring a pretty world only gets you so far. Nathan Drake, all the way. Chris Whittington says, I'll be buying Skyrim, because Bethesda always delivers the goods when it comes to exploration porn. That's an interesting way of putting it. My son will be getting Uncharted 3, so I still get to play it. However you shake it, I win. Matthew Mason says, no doubt that it's Skyrim. Being as I don't own a PS3 Uncharted isn't an option, and Modern Warfare doesn't appeal to me in any way. My only gripe... My overly active imagination will always see Mike singing the theme song. Should I sing it right now?
No.
Okay. I won't sing it then. For the king! For the king! For the sake of Skyrim! I just sang it.
I know.
Tracy Major says, Skyrim, hands down! I play more hours of Oblivion than any two other games combined for the 360. However, Borderlands and Fallout 3 combined do come close. Uncharted 3 isn't an option due to a lack of PS3, and I'm just not much of a first-person shooter fan to even bother with Modern Warfare 3. Besides, if I could only buy one and didn't get Skyrim, my wife, who is slutty for the Elder Scrolls series, excellent word there, would probably divorce me. That's not the only reason she might divorce you. It's so bad that I had to get two copies, one on computer for her and one for me on 360. Thank God she draws the line at horse armor. I gotta remember that, who's just slutty for the Elder Scrolls series. For now, when I love something, I'm slutty for it. Even Killian!
Good lord.
He's always even to me now. Even Killian says, Uncharted 3, because it's the only one of those three I'm interested in playing at all, dragons be damned. Ask me to choose between Uncharted and Arkham City, though, and you'll see some turmoil. Likely, I just say, screw you, and buy both of them. That's not really in the spirit of the question, but I'm crazy like that. Michael Pillen says Uncharted 3 because, like Even, it is the only one I really want to play. I have no interest in the COD series at all, and I never end up sticking with Bethesda RPGs, despite numerous others. Also, quick note, AJ was right for the pronunciation last week, so good job adjusting Mike.
Told you I knew what I was talking about.
Well, what now, did you say it was? Pylon, not Pillen?
Pylon? French.
Little French. Little too much French for me. I can't handle it. Mark Whiting says, Uncharted, duh.
That is the shortest thing he's ever written online in his life. I mean, he could have just said Uncharted. He had to throw in the duh, at least.
I love it. It made me happy. It was pretty split between Uncharted and Skyrim, though.
No one said Call of Duty.
I didn't expect our fan base to be much for the Call of Duties.
Yes.
But, so thanks for that. And here's the new question for this week, which will be exciting. So we've been talking about like what games could possibly be announced for Project Cafe. But what one game would you like to be announced for Project Cafe? So how about you?
Me? New Star Fox.
Oh, really?
Yep. I love Star Fox.
You would want a new Star Fox over a new Mario or Smash Brothers?
Well, sure. I'm also taking likelihood into account here, because that is one Nintendo franchise I didn't think of that I haven't seen for a while.
I mean, that's a good point. There really should be a Star Fox game for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to say Smash Bros. I love Smash Bros. And I would be thrilled if there's a new one ready for launch. Get Little Mac in there finally. Maybe throw in Geno from Super Mario Bros. RPG. Get Mega Man in there for fun. Yeah, what the hell? Mega Man can't be in, like, his own... fighting game, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Do you see too, when they like finally answered the question why there's no Mega Man Legends in the PSN, like, oh, licensing. It's like, well, get the frickin' licenses.
Apparently it's like with licensing with the voice actors. Does that make sense? I'm confused.
I don't understand.
Is that
how
a
this
thing? Alright, so you're gonna do voice acting for a game, but only for the next 10 years? I don't understand. They will renegotiate your contract. What?
They probably save $5 doing it that way.
I guess so. All right. So, how's L.A. Noire treating you?
Pretty damn good.
Yeah. I feel like the talk about things I don't like about the game, I really gotta go into spoilers. A lot of things I didn't like was, you know how you kind of work through desks?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first you're just a cop and then you're in traffic. I didn't like the murder desk stuff.
The homicide?
Homicide, no.
I loved it.
I really didn't. I really can't say why.
I understand why.
You know, you think you know why, but I had some major problems with it. I feel like there were a lot of things that were... A lot of kind of, It just didn't make sense in the end. To me. And also, it was almost too connected. Like, I liked the game best when... I liked the notion of cases, because it's almost like each case is its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they're not connected. And they are in Homicide. There is kind of an overarching thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I almost didn't really like that. And it also kind of got repetitious, because it was kind of like, you know, it's almost a spoiler slater. It's like, oh, the crimes are very similar. So you kind of end up doing the same thing. You go to a crime scene that always kind of looks the same, and then you go to a bar and talk to this person, and then you go to their house and talk to their husband. It got a little repetitious at that point.
Yeah, I'm on the first case in Advice.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, I do like case. How, like, it does feel slightly different, the way you go about doing everything now.
Do you think that this had to be an open-world game?
No.
There's only one mission so far where, like, they really took advantage of the open-world stuff, and that was the last Homicide mission.
Yeah, which was really cool, though. I like that mission a lot.
Right. But it's just kind of weird, because, unlike other games like this, you know, like, with Red Dead Redemption, you could say that it was basically kind of like Grand Theft Auto. This really is nothing like Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I mean, because... You have two options to get to missions: drive yourself or let your partner drive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let your partner drive, you do miss out on, like, just getting, like, random calls that you can answer. But here's the thing: I hate driving in this game. I like driving in the chases.
Sure.
But here's the problem: when you're just going down the road, the traffic AI is stupid. Like, they don't follow the basic rules of the road, and then even if you try to, you can't properly drive anywhere.
It still kind of feels like Grand Theft Auto driving, which I don't
like.
Except
pedestrians dive out of the way all the time.
Right. You can't drive without kind of driving.
Breaking the
law. You can't not drive like a maniac, basically.
And then even, like, if you put on the sirens, like, it's not like people stop for you.
No.
Like, that does nothing. It's just cosmetic.
And it's kind of dangerous in this game, too, because if you do a lot of damage, or if you run over somebody, you have to restart.
Yeah.
Because you basically lose. You kill someone, you're a cop. I do kind of appreciate, once again, that you are playing as a good guy. I always find that more interesting to me. But just the fact that, like, when you beat a mission, you just start the next one. You don't have to drive somewhere and accept the mission, so you can't just go around driving around the town making your own fun, which is kind of like that's kind of like what people always say, oh, you can do in Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead Redemption, you can make your own fun. You can't really make your own fun in this game.
You could, I mean,
not a whole lot. There are hidden things and whatnot, but, like, it's not like Red Dead Redemption where you can tie up a girl and place her on train tracks and go get a bounty and go run over here and shoot
right.
this guy and play cards here, and you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
There's really, really the only extra thing are these street missions, and most of those play out very similarly. It's basically the part of the game where you actually shoot people,
mm-hmm.
which it's weird because in the main missions you, like, almost never bring out your gun, and then on these kind of side mission things you've got your gun out all the time, you're just mowing people down. They're almost kind of weird like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
See, I mean, like, if there was one criticism I had for this game, that was my biggest one, I guess. Like, it was, like, let me say now, like, the facial capture technology I have in this game is stunning. Like, the first time you're interrogating a guy and you see him swallow, you're mm-hmm. like, ooh, that was cool. So, like, in a way, I feel like, at least from a facial animation standpoint, it kind of does start to overcome the uncanny valley. Now we're getting into an uncanny valley of reality, where just something in the world itself doesn't react realistically, and that ruins the immersion.
Yeah, explain.
Just like, I mean, it's almost even like, you know, like the old criticism of old school adventure games is if you're not in the developer's mindset, you'll never figure out the solution to something.
Right.
Like, that happens in this game. For example, there's a case in Advice right now where, I'll be vague about this, basically you find a lot of morphine in this guy's place, and then you talk to him about the morphine, and he's like, well, I didn't, what are you talking about? But for some reason, finding that stash of morphine didn't populate my notebook as a clue, so there was no way for me to call him out for lying on it, except there was, like, morphine was already just a clue list. I was like, well, maybe I just picked this one.
Actually, I think I did the same exact thing.
Like, you just want to say, like, there's a big pile of morphine behind you, you idiot!
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's things like that. Like, you know, the whole conversation mechanics is just truth, doubt, and lie. But you don't know what you're going to say. So, like, sometimes I'll think I'm going to doubt them for one thing, and I push doubt, and Cole's, like, says something completely that I was not thinking of, mm-hmm. that was wrong. I'm like, no, don't tell them that. Say this, you idiot. Like, that'll happen a lot.
It's almost like a game like this would be a perfect holodeck game, like in Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, like, literally are just the character, you just kind of go around and solve, and you can say whatever you want.
Right.
We're bits away from that. So this will have to do.
Yeah, for now.
Right.
And then, you know, you can see, like, I mean, the technique they did for this was body motion capture. The facial capture is done separate. There are times you feel a disconnect between the two.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually not too bad or too frequent. I mean, so much of the detailed facial stuff happens when you're just talking to someone.
Right.
So it's not too big a deal.
Right.
And of course, too, you know, for all their whole, you know, subtly read the hundreds of muscles in the human face to see if a guy's lying, you know. Like, a guy will finish talking, and then he starts waving his head around like he's Stevie Wonder. Like, I think you're lying to me.
Right. Basically,
prove it.
Like,
you just want to say, because you can't look me straight in the face. And you're, like, tapping your foot and acting really strange.
Right. You're, like, sweating, adjusting your tie, looking left and right horribly. But you still get it wrong. I depend on that as the community a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like how you get lifelines, basically, like, Who Wants a Millionaire?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
But no, I am enjoying it. It's no Red Dead Redemption, basically.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll tell you, like, the music in this game is fantastic.
It does a very good job of capturing that kind of time and
the feel and everything. Yeah, and I like how, like, I like how the music plays into the finding clues and everything. How, like, the music will pop up when you're by a clue. It changes when you're done finding the clues, so you're not just wasting your time in a scene or anything. But it's real subtly done. I like that. And see, you don't like it. I like the foot chases and things like that. For some reason, they just feel very good in this game.
No, they're fine. There's just too many of them.
Yeah.
They're cool in that. I mean, almost every time you talk to somebody, they run away from you. And, like, half the times, people are innocent. I'm like, well, why'd you run? That looks incredibly suspicious.
Yeah,
also, I think that's a crime in and
of
itself.
You. Yeah, then you started running. It's like, yeah, I think you're guilty.
I think you just evaded a police officer. You're done. Right?
Yeah, right.
Like, that's a crime now. You're a criminal. You weren't before. This is too much of that sometimes. Alright, like I said, I can't say too much more about it without being spoilerific.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't think I really played anything else this week, did you?
I got this awesome new music game on the iPad called Pulse. It's from those guys who made that game Auditorium.
Yeah, I was about to say. It sounds familiar.
It's really good.
Excuse me.
Basically, like, there's these concentric circles, and, like, the beat indicator moves from the inside outwards, and then, like, dots will start circling around the rings. And as the beat indicator hits that ring, you have to tap that dot. There's, like, a lot of multi-touch involved, too, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really fun to play. It can get really hard, actually, and the music's actually really good.
Hmm.
I think it's, like, $5, so you should get that if you have an iPad.
Mayhaps. Mayhaps someday I shall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess.
Man, it's just been. I played a little bit more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood actually the other day.
That's good.
I mean, that's still a really good game. Yeah, it's been a lot of LA Noir.
This is going to be a real short episode, I can tell right now.
Yeah,
just kind of happened. So let's get to the releases, I guess. Dirt 3 came out. I didn't know they still made Dirts.
Yes.
Kung Fu Panda 2, the game for everything.
It has Kinect support on the 360. I wonder what that is.
I mean, I'm excited this game's coming out only because it means the movie's coming out soon. I do like that movie. Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, which came out on everything else except for PC. Now it's out on PC.
Mm.
Dead or Alive Dimensions is the 3DS Dead or Alive fighting game. So that's a game for the 3DS, so that's nice. I never liked Dead or Alive, though, so...
Yeah, there really have not been a lot of 3DS games.
No. Dungeons and Dragons, Daggerdale for 360 and
PS3. PC. It's a downloadable.
Oh, is it? NASCAR 2011, the game for the Wii. Faxion Online. Always avoid MMOs that have to have the word online in them. Like, if they're that desperate to remind you that it's an online game, sometimes there's something wrong. King Arthur Collection for the PC, oh god. Duke Nukem Critical Mass for the DS. Isn't this an older game?
It, like, disappeared for a while and then came back.
Okay. Emily the Strange for the DS, don't know. And Crazy Machines for the Wii. Man, now these are all terrible games. Not ending on a high note here with this. Murder in Venice for the DS, and Paws and Claws, Pampered Pets 2 for the DS. Oh, and we ended with that, of all things. Christ. Yeah, so that happened.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so I should say, because I told you not to let me forget last week, and you did.
What did I forget?
I forgot to. I was on Evan Killam's excellent podcast. This podcast contains spoilers. A couple weeks ago, we did an episode about Portal 2. So if you want to hear the two of us just basically pick Portal 2 apart, you should. It was a good time.
Sounds excellent. I'll have to look into that. See, I'm buying what you're selling, so hopefully they will too. Alright, well, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel, and on Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. You can also find us on the iTunes Music Store and the Zoom Marketplace. Did I get that mixed up? No, that's right.
Yeah, that's correct.
Alright then.
Oh, the other thing I want to say too. I know I said this like 3 weeks ago and it was delayed, and I'm sorry. But my documentary is now online. The Alton Project's newest film.
Just keep plugging away, Edge Guy.
I will, man.
Get all your self-promotion out there.
I have to. If you go to... our website is thealtproject.com, or you could just go to YouTube and search for Along the Alt. It's free. We decided that we're giving away our films now because we like our fans so much.
Oh, yeah. So, how nice of you.
So yeah, I like it. I think it's pretty good, so everyone should watch it.
All right, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah! Snap into a slip, dude.